Oh, definitely. I don't think mother would have the not the courage or not the nerve, I don't mean that, but I don't think mom would be the type like Pop that could kick you out of bed at 6:30 every morning or 5:30 every morning and get you up for mass. And you could always fact if you was very simple to kind of duck going to mass by saying you didn't feel well and slip down to her room and climb in the other bed there. And then she'd protect you by telling your father that you didn't feel well, you're going to stay home for that day.
Do you think that the story of Mother's life as we know it, if it was made known to other Catholic women, would be of interest to them, and why?
I definitely think it would be of interest to them, and the reason I say that is because in my travels throughout the Navy, in fact, even where I'm stationed now, and where I was stationed before in California, having mentioned my name to people out there that got to know me, they would invariably, they recollected the Catholic Mother episode at all. They would say, "Oh yes, your mother's the Catholic Mother of the Year, and she must have been a wonderful woman. And how did she do this, or how did she do that?" And then at that time I had those pamphlets that she had written. I used to distribute them, and I'd give them one of those to read. Well, of course, if they read that, they'd think, "Well, she must be some great woman." And she is a great woman, but not in the way that they thought of it. I mean, I guess they more or less pictured a mansion built back on the hill, and here's mom taking care of all her children. Whereas actually, mother was just mother, as a mother should be, and then ordinary in the fact that the everyday events and whatnot were carried on in the family life without any great struggle. I think that the fact that she could do these things, and for those who know the family even well, those who have had an inner glimpse of the family, can realize that it's only for mother and her agreeable nature, the overall solicitude and the welfare of the family first, which has always been ever present in her mind, that had carried the family through. And I think this to other people, when they think of having children, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever it might be, that in that I believe probably a lot of people might have been influenced that if she could do it, and then knowing a little bit about the family that they didn't have everything, then maybe I can do it too. And I think there would be a well that a lot of people know of the sacrifices she made, and that even her own family recall some of the sacrifices she made to give us this family and to keep the family together. Okay?
Do you have any recollections of Granny?
My recollection of Granny, the few stories I recall about her was her going to bed at night, taking that Pleggett wig off, and she'd be standing there in her nightgown, combing the wig out. Then the next episode was if we ever got sick, we were in the room right next to hers. Granny'd always come in and give you some medicine, was usually a shot of whiskey, particularly for a toothache, right in the next room. And then I recall her with Otto Hentz and Bill Carroll and Old Man O'Leary, who she met in that trip, as Mother told me later on. I recall that. And she was going down to Old Man O'Leary's cigar store. And then also going down with Granny on Halloween nights to down at Grandpop's. I remember she used to come along with us then. And I recall a trip that she made to with Winifred. I think they went to Canada at that time. I recall them leaving on that. And I recall her and Aunt Sally going someplace. I don't know just where. And then I recall her down at the shore, naturally, and people always coming in to see her. They're always a great. Anybody came to come in to see Granny as a rule. But Otto Hentz and his episode and his tales about her being the patron saint of those and dying in need of a drink, and stories like that. I recall that much about her.
Did Mother have the ability to always keep close to her children? That is, that they had her confidence, that she had confidence in them, and that they were willing to talk with her. That seems to be a big difficulty, that the bridge is broken between many parents and their children.
Well, in Mother's case, the bridge was never broken, because even prior to my own marriage in 1946, the only one I consulted prior to my marriage, which was This family history, you know, took place at Sea Isle when Jimmy was up here baptizing one of Winnie's children. The only one of the family to know anything about the marriage, and the only one we'd ever taken into our confidence concerning it was Mother. And it was through her advice and with her help that we went ahead and were married, and that was it.
You remember that time you stabbed John with a knife?
Yeah, we were working down in the kitchen again. I guess all my trouble starts in the kitchen, because Mother or Cats, somebody asked for the knife upstairs, and John came down and took it away from me. In the ensuing struggle, I managed to stick one in his cheekbone there, and next thing I saw, Johnny was being carried out the front door, probably over to the hospital to get it sewed up. But I recall having some fights, just of minor nature, with Eleanor. For some plug-a thing or other, I don't know, but I remember her pulling my hair and beat me over the head about something that had happened. But that was the only episode I recall about fighting with Eleanor.